Magistrate Catherine Chinanda indicted the Zimbabwe Peace Project Director Justina Mukoko and her fellow accused, saying her court had no jurisdiction to hear further submissions by their defense lawyers. The defense led by Beatrice Mutetwa advised the court they would bring two members of the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, Ministers Wolfman Nude and Elton Mangoma, to testify that the political parties, which are signatories to the Global Political Agreement, had agreed that the detainees should be released. But Magistrate Chinanda this morning delivered the ruling before the defense could make further submissions. She said that under law, the accused had to be held in jail pending their High Court trial. Chief Defense Counsel Mutetwa later told journalists that the law was being applied maliciously.
You heard the magistrate yesterday saying that she will hear evidence of what the agreement was relating to faith. She agreed that before she hears that evidence, they should remain outside. The state agreed that the evidence left. They have agreed that the officer in the AG's office would actually come and give evidence. And we are quite surprised that overnight the magistrate decided to overrule herself without hearing the evidence.
Three of the accused did not appear in court today as they were receiving medical care in a Harare clinic. Gandhi Mudzingwa, a former aide to MDC founder Morgan Tsvangirai, now Prime Minister, MDC Security Chief Kisimuthi Dlamini, and the freelance journalist Anderson Nanyere were hospitalized following their release on bail last month. After the magistrate delivered their ruling, relatives of the accused wept in the courtroom as prison guards whisked the prisoners into court holding cells. As Studio 7 went to air, lawyers for the accused were filing fresh bail applications in Harare High Court, in effect relaunching the laborious process they undertook to obtain the initial release of their clients. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripati.